the $45 million, honestly, like it sounds surprising and people are laughing and talking about it, but I mean, like, we understand that the salary cap is going to continue to go up, and in 5 years, I would imagine all quarterbacks who are worth a damn are making $45 million, right?
Airing every day from noon to three.
$45 million sounds crazy now, but in 3 years from now, you'll be like, oh, okay, that's kind of the going rate.
As David Lindley once said, you've got to pay the man.
Who's David Lindley?
He's a reggae kind of musician.
I would have gone with Teddy KGB. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Pay the man.
Yeah, but Teddy KGB
Everybody's
is iconic.
Everybody's got to pay the man. Before you leave this world, you got to pay the man.
On 1340 WKG.
Like I said about Jerry, Jerry's getting old. Before you leave this world, you got to pay the man. Before you leave this world, you got to pay the man.
Who sings that?
David Lindley.
Let's keep it that way.
How creative.
Got him!
How creative.
Got him!
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Studios. Hour three headlines. Draven, what do you got for me?
All right, so last night, the Lightning, they just punched their ticket to the Stanley Cup Final. So NHL Stanley Cup Final is set. Dallas Stars, Tampa Bay Lightning will be beginning here soon. So that's exciting as the NHL playoffs getting down to the wire, getting down to the end. Playoff hockey, always good, always exciting. So we'll see what happens in the Stanley Cup. Stars and the Lightning. Also, other news that just came out just a minute ago. CJ Anderson, veteran running back who went to the Pro Bowl, won a Super Bowl with the Broncos, went to another Super Bowl with the LA Rams, has decided to retire. He is retiring at the age of 29, undrafted free agent. Pretty good career for an undrafted free agent. But he also plans to pursue a career in coaching, and initially is likely to do it at a Power 5 school, as he tweets out details soon on that. So
who is this again?
CJ Anderson.
Okay, yep. Running back. Okay.
He went to Cal.
29?
Yeah, only 29.
I mean, I know that's old for running backs, but it just seemed like he was older last year when he was with the Rams. I don't know. He seemed older.
Wasn't there like some stat where it was like last year was like the first Super Bowl that it wasn't like C.J. Anderson or LeGarrette Blount was in it for like the past like 10 years.
Oh, I don't know.
It was some weird stat like that.
Yeah,
where
he went with the Broncos. Mm. I know.
10 years seems too long, but maybe
but
like
yeah,
3 or 4.
Like five, like, but it was like a stretch where it was either.
But yeah, he did go with the Rams. Two. I don't even think he was on a team last year, was he?
He wasn't until the that was 2 years ago. Yeah, I don't think he played last year.
Yeah, I think last year was the first year of it.
It does say he went to Denver, then Carolina, the Rams, and then he did end at Detroit in 2019. He only played two games with the Lions. Yeah. Probably some injuries or something going on. But yeah, CJ Anderson deciding to retire. And like I said, he did go to Cal and is expecting a Power 5 coaching job potentially.
Which I guess he was with the Broncos, so he would have went to like the 14 and 15 Super Bowl?
Yeah, he was.
And then Blount would have gone to 16 and 17, is that right?
And then I guess he was back in 18 for the Rams.
Yeah, okay.
So it was like some weird stretch, yeah.
That's interesting. But CJ Anderson deciding to retire, and some other...
That is a really weird stat.
Do what?
That is a really weird stat.
Yeah, that's kind of just...
Titans
should have brought in LeGarrette Blount last year, and we would have won.
Exactly.
Damn it.
Messed up. Another headline coming out is Saquon Barkley kind of getting thrown under the bus a little bit by Tiki Barber, kind of getting a little bit of hate from former legend running back Tiki Barber. He pretty much said that Saquon Barkley is a great back, but he might not be an every down back. He said he cannot pass protect, and it's becoming glaring and becoming a liability. So calling out Saquon, which Saquon got asked about it in a post game, didn't really say much, just pretty much said, you know, I respect Tiki and his opinions. And
he's going to use it as motivation.
Yeah, he pretty much was like, you know, that's just another reason to work harder, and I'm not going to really, you know, let that affect me, blah, blah, blah. But really kind of surprising. Tiki Barber, who, again, probably one of the great giant running backs,
I don't think they like him, though.
You don't think the giant faithful?
I don't think so. I think that he's got a bad relationship in New York, so, like,
he's probably playing. I mean, it might be true. I don't know. I've never watched Saquon close enough to be like, hey, are you pass blocking properly here?
Yeah.
So I can't comment on that. And that is something I need in my running backs. I need running backs who can pass block. So if he can't, then that is a liability. Like, Tiki's right there. But Tiki also probably leaning into being a little bit of the New York villain as well.
Yeah. And which he kind of got asked about it afterwards, and he pretty much said, well, you know, the media criticized me for fumbling, and he kind of talked about that, and he said that was something that I didn't really realize, and when I heard it enough, I kind of took into account and started to work on it, and he said it was something I tried to improve throughout my career. So maybe he was trying to make it sound like he's helping Saquon, but...
I mean, he might be, but you couldn't say that privately.
You're right, I was about to say, although, you could send him a text.
Although, like, I mean, Tiki was in media.
Yeah.
Which Tiki has to really hate, like, Michael Strahan. Tiki wanted to be Michael Strahan. Like, that's the role he wanted. He left football to go try to, like, do that. And then, like, he had that whole thing with, like, a mistress and, like, getting somebody pregnant, I think. And then, like, everyone's like, oh, Tiki's kind of a scumbag. We don't really like Tiki. He, like, left his pregnant wife or something like that. Like, something that, like, basically ended Tiki as a nice guy. And Michael Strahan has, like, completely, like, just swooped in and stolen, like, his dream.
Yeah.
I don't know if Tiki still does media, so I guess I shouldn't say he should text him, because if he's in media, then he has to give his opinion.
I was about to say, I think he said all this on some podcast or something that he's part of.
Just don't say you're trying to help.
Yeah, that was pretty much what he said afterwards.
You can criticize, but just don't be like, hey, I'm doing this for you. Well, right. If you're doing it for me, just call me.
Yeah, send me a text.
Don't make me have to address this like in front of the media and like have people think this about me.
Speaking of another former player, Deion Sanders. Multiple reports coming out. He's going to be the next head coach of Jackson State.
So is that a real thing? I saw that it was reported yesterday, and then I saw like there was some blowback, people saying it wasn't true.
Yeah,
did it end up being true?
Yeah, it got reported by some reporter out of, I guess, the Jacksonville area. He reported it, and then Jacksonville State, I believe, denied it. They kind of said that it wasn't true, and then it came out later that it was true and that he is getting the job. So it was kind of a really just weird situation. But, Sanders, one of the issues with it was Sanders, he is under contract with Under Armour, and Jacksonville State is Nike, so they have to somehow sort all that out. But, it is expected he will become the next head coach of Jacksonville State.
I'd be mad if I was Barstool. And I had him on payroll, and like we couldn't break the news.
Yeah. What do you think about Prime as a head coach? I know he was coaching high school the last couple of years, apparently doing a good job, which, you know, high school obviously is
a
lot
just
different.
Coaching, like,
yeah, I mean, he coached against Catholic, like,
yeah.
two, like,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
3 weeks
ago. Yeah, he was just
ago.
In Knoxville.
I wonder if his son's going to go there now.
Because he was committed to
FAU. Yeah, he's committed to FAU, but.
I mean, it would be hard. Appreciate Nayland Mafia for sending this video in. As Bubba Watson just hit one of the worst shots I've ever seen. He just tried to, chip it off of. Looks like he tried to chip it onto the green. I guess he tried to put it on the green. And the greens are so crazy right now at the U.S. Open. It went up about 3 feet on the green and then took a hard right and rolled all the way back to where Bubba Watson was originally standing. So one of the worst shots you'll ever see from Bubba Watson, which I don't like Bubba, so that's good. Appreciate Nayland for sending that in, though. But if I was Deion Sanders' son, I wouldn't turn down a good D1 offer to play with my pops. But I could probably give up FAU to play with him, right?
Yeah. You would think.
Yeah. Jackson State's not that much worse, I guess, than FAU, right?
They probably are.
Well,
those HBCU schools have a long way to go to catch up, even.
And
to
they don't
like
have like money
five.
Either.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's true.
So I would say they are worse, but the competition, like in conference, will be about the same.
That's
like,
yeah.
And like if Deion Sanders, like theoretically, like if you're Deion Sanders' son, if you're good, you will get a chance in the NFL to do something. One would think, by having the ties of your father.
Yeah, just the name. Yeah.
Which I don't know if he's good enough or not. I know he's a 4-star recruit, but I also know he was going to FAU. So like I don't know, but. I also don't know if I'd want to play with my dad.
Yeah, that's the thing, too.
But
and didn't Deion say he was better than in baseball than football?
No, he said that about T. Martin's son. He said that about Caden. Gotcha. He said whenever they played Catholic, he said that Caden needs to basically like focus on baseball because he's a stud at baseball.
Yeah.
Which he has a really good prospect in baseball.
Well, that's interesting. We'll see how it works out for old Prime. Went from NFL Network to high school coaching. Now he's going to be coaching in the college ranks. We'll see how it works out.
It's weird because he just keeps bouncing around whether or not he wants to coach or not. Like
really?
He like seems like he wants to give it a try and then he doesn't. And he kind of disappears. He'll come back and coach a high school. And now he's coaching at HBCU. And I don't know. We'll see how that goes, I guess. Although I don't know what's even fair to judge him. I guess it doesn't. it doesn't seem like something he'll want to do for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And it feels like something, I don't know what kind of shape they're in program-wise compared to their peers. I'm not going to pretend to know that. But it seems like if it's going to take a job that's going to have to build for 3 or 4 years, it's going to go really poorly there, because I don't think Deion wants to be there for 5 years. It seems like he just kind of bounces around.
Yeah. You think this is just trying to lead to an improved job, you know?
If that's the case, he's going to have to stay there and grind. Like, you know, we'll have to build it up and be good. But, like, I would have thought if he wanted to coach, he could have gotten, like, a coordinator job somewhere. Or, like, started, you know, they hinted around at Florida State giving him a job whenever Willie was there. Mm-hmm. And then they talked about him being the head coach after Willie left, which that obviously didn't happen. And I don't think that would have been a success. But if he wanted to be a head coach at, like, Power 5, you would think he would have had a better route just starting as, like, a position coach than working his way up to coordinator. Mm-hmm. I would think.
Did you say Jacksonville State?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Any other headlines?
Yeah, so Sean Wade, he had the big announcement on SportsCenter yesterday.
We didn't talk about that yet.
Yep. He will be coming back, and Wyatt Davis as well, an interior offensive lineman, will be coming back. Now, Ohio State AD Gene Smith did say that the paperwork to process Davis to come back hasn't really went through yet because of him, you know, opting out. They had to opt back in, but he does said that Sean Wade should be good to go. He did not sign with an agent. That was kind of the big thing.
Well, that one wide receiver from Minnesota that opted out said he's trying to come back to school, but he has signed with an agent.
Yeah, so I guess that's an issue if you have to.
I would think that if they just paid the money back, it would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Since, like, they're not trying to hide it. Like, it isn't like, hey, I illegally signed with an agent. Like, right. This isn't like a suspension type of thing. It's like, hey, pandemic, opted out. But if I can just pay back this front or whatever, can I come back to school? And you would hope that the NCAA is like, yeah, sure, but I don't know.
NCAA has not been very lenient on stuff like this either. So
not very quick to make decisions either. So he might not even be able to make the beginning of the season.
It's true.
A little bit of, I guess we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but the SEC officially announces their guidelines for canceled games. A team must have 53 active scholarship players. So we had the numbers yesterday. 7 offensive linemen, including 1 center, 1 quarterback, and 4 defensive linemen.
The 1 center, I don't think that was in the original
thing. No, it wasn't. It was just 7 linemen. So they did specify 1 needs to be a center.
Okay.
Which I don't know if that will lead to more offensive linemen being listed as like guard/center.
Yeah, most likely.
Or if like those will get taken away, like, hey, they're just guards. Like, if we actually have to play him, like, we don't want him to be center, so he's just a guard. We'll cancel if so-and-so's out. But, yeah, that's the they put the 53 scholarship players active caveat in there. All right, go back to headlines. We'll talk some more NFL next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Segment is brought to you by MyBookie. Use the promo code Knoxville for 100% deposit bonus. You bet, you win, you get paid. All right, what are your favorite picks this weekend? I need to know what Hayden's is so I can fade it. What is your favorite pick this weekend, Hayden? Last week it was the Eagles. Nailed it.
It's Browns -6.
Browns -6.
Cam's really late. Made me mad today by rubbing the salt in the wound on that.
I told you.
Go ahead, Hayden. Do you have a game you're looking at that you like the best?
I like the Rams on the road in Philadelphia, +1.
Eagles, one of those teams we talked about. That's always the theme in week 2 of the NFL is, does a team fall to 0-2 that surprises you, that puts them in a hole? Like the Eagles, behind the Cowboys in terms of the preseason expectations, but thought of as a team that could win that division and thought of as a team that was going to be talented and have a chance to make the playoffs. Them falling to 0-2, you know, with losses, 1 in division and 1 in conference to a team they might be competing with, would be a pretty big storyline. Right now on my bookie, the Eagles, 1-point favorites, over under of 45.5. You like the Rams?
Yes. After the Eagles disappointed me last week.
So really this is emotional in your
opinion. Well, yeah, I just think the Eagles aren't very good after last week.
Yeah. See, I'm not going to pull the plug on them yet. I will not co-sign on that one just yet. I'm not saying to take the Eagles. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I originally saw that line as well, and I was like, okay, the Rams, okay, that seems like a good pick. But then the more I've thought about it, the more I'm just kind of like, eh.
Well, it's not my favorite, but
why ask you what your favorite was?
Okay, my favorite is 49ers minus 7 against the Jets.
What we're doing here is you're giving me a pick, and we're getting one pick on the board. And
well, scratch off the Eagles then, Eagles game. We're going 49ers minus 7 against the Jets. Lock.
Jamison Crowder out. Le'Veon Bell out.
I mean, who they got out there?
George Kittle, is he out as well?
Questionable game time decision.
Questionable game time decision. If I'm them, I'm probably not playing him. I'd rather.
Mostert's going to have 200 yards rushing.
But they need to get this win. The 49ers can't afford to go to 0-2, especially in that division. Minus 7, okay. I mean, the Bills really dominated the Jets.
Yeah, it was like, what was it, 24-0 halftime, something like that?
It was 21-0. But either way, like, I mean, if Josh Allen didn't play a mistake-free game, or at least didn't make a couple really boneheaded mistakes and fumble, they would have won, you know, 35-0. Jamison Crowder had one busted screen pass. Okay, I'll keep that one on the back burner. We'll think about that one. Draven, what is your pick of the weekend? Let's see what you got.
Listen, this is pretty much a lock at this point. Lions.
Well, it's either a lock or it's not. You got to say it.
It's a lock. Okay. Lions.
Right. There's no such thing as a lock.
Okay.
Lions.
If you are listening in the audience, please do not think that this is a lock. We are not offering any money back guarantee. This is simply the plays that we suggest.
Bengals plus 6 was a lock.
It's easy to say now. It's easy to say now that it
Georgia
was a lock.
Tech under last week was a lock.
That
for
was
sure.
Pretty close to a lock. That one was pretty
close
to a lock.
That was a guarantee from me.
The Eagles last week was not. That was a mistake. Yeah,
neither were the Falcons.
Well, the over hit, I nailed the over.
This, I'm telling you, this is pretty much a log.
Okay, let's hear it.
Lions, plus 6.5 at Green Bay. And you're going to sit there and say, oh, the Packers are so much better than the Lions. The Lions blew a lead to Mitch Trubisky. Last two games, last year, both games, Detroit had, I believe it was, I don't even know who their start quarterback at the end of the season was. Was it David Blau or David Blow, whatever. He was terrible. They still had the Packers beat and had a lead on them in both games last year in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Aaron Rodgers, the magician man he is, came back. Monday Night Football was the first game.
Who the hell says magician man?
Magic man.
I've always heard magic man.
Magic
or
man,
the magician
man. What is the difference?
I'm just asking who says magician man.
I say magician man.
You lost a little credibility there whenever you called somebody a magician man.
Magic. Okay. Magic man. Magic there you go.
Okay.
He's the magic man. He came back.
Everyone, let's go watch Channing Tatum and Magician Mike.
Lions plus 6.5. Okay.
Lions plus 6.5. Okay. I kind of like.
Lock. Close game. Packers win by 3.
I'm a little gun shy. The Lions let me down last week, but the Lions looked good for three quarters.
Exactly.
They have played pretty well against the Packers in the past. You are correct about that.
But Davante Adams was banged up a lot last year.
That is correct. I don't think he was banged up in the Monday Night Football game, though. I think he got banged up. That was like week 2, wasn't it? Or week 3?
I think it was week 4 or 5, but it was early. Yeah, it was in like the first month.
Oh, yeah.
Or
I guess that was like right when the Lions season went downhill,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because they started out like 2-1 and then fell
lost
apart.
The Chiefs, I thought. Or
yeah,
maybe.
Lost it, yeah. Yep.
Okay, I actually kind of like that one. I'm like I said, I'm a little gun-shy. Mm-hmm. Little gunshot. They let me down last week, the Lions did, and they made Mitch Trubisky look really good. So I'm wondering, if they made Mitch Trubisky look really good, what is Aaron Rodgers going to do to them? But 6.5 points is a lot.
And they played great for three quarters. And I feel like it's going to be the same thing this game.
They did.
And then Aaron Rodgers,
but I don't know if they'll
ever
be able to play good enough against the Packers to be up 17 against the Packers.
Well, maybe not, but I think they will have a lead going in the fourth. Rodgers does his thing. Packers win by 3.
I thought we just take the Lions first half then. I thought we just do that.
Yeah, well.
Can we just start betting? Let's just start betting on the Lions first half and like leave them alone in the fourth quarter. They blow a lot of fourth quarter leads. Let's just maybe let's just take Lions first half. What's the first half spread? 3.5? Maybe let's just take that one.
I'll look it up. Hold on.
But you don't want to lose the Matt Stafford garbage time potential either, because he can't go down the field if they're down 10 late.
Right.
Okay, that one I'm not throwing away yet either. Okay, so that one's up for grabs. Cam, your favorite pick of the week?
I really
Hayden, what were you gonna say?
Lions plus 3.5 first half.
Yeah, I might lean towards a 3.5 first half more.
Now that's definitely a lock.
Let's just get rid of the fourth quarter of Matt Patricia. Let's just get him out of my life. Let's bet. Lions plus 3.5 first half, Packers whatever it is in the second half. Yep. Let's let that be the plan. Like that's what I'm going to do with the Lions from now on. Bet them in the first half, fade them second half.
I like
Cam, your pick is what?
Well, I really liked Carolina plus 9. It's gone down, I think, 8.5 now in my bookie, especially because I don't think Godwin's going to get cleared from that concussion.
Yeah.
So I really like that, but I think my favorite probably is the Vikings plus 3 against the Colts.
Vikings plus 3 against the Colts.
Yeah. I think the Vikings win that game. I know they gave up a ton of yards last week to Aaron Rodgers, but also, and I know it was garbage time, but you could see they are having some things working on offense. Dalvin Cook was still really good.
They still have two really, really good skill players in Adam Thielen and Dalvin Cook. They still have two elite skill players. The problem is I don't know if they have a third even good one.
Yeah, no. If Thielen's the main guy, but
Justin Jefferson could be by the end of the year. Like Mattinson can do things, but when Mattinson's on the field, Dalvin Cook's usually not. So like that's a downgrade.
Yeah, and I don't think the Colts have like their corners don't scare me. I think Thielen will be fine. Hooker's the only guy in that secondary, and like I said, Dalvin Cook will get his things going. And I think Phillip Rivers may be able to get some yards on him, of course. But like I mean he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to do what Aaron Rodgers did to him. So. I like the Vikings in that game. I don't think the Colts are actually very good.
I like that. I like that game.
Thanks, Hayden.
Welcome.
I may have to switch it now.
What'd you think about my pick?
Who did you have?
Wow. You weren't even paying attention? Wow.
Sorry, I was submitting something. You had the Rams. Yeah. No.
I canceled that one.
We
scratched that one off.
Glad he canceled that one.
Scratched that one off. 49ers minus 7.
Oh, I wasn't touching that game. I don't know. I think the Niners are down a little bit, but
I think the Jets are terrible.
I do too, but I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't want to mess with the line. I would take the Niners straight up for sure, but I didn't want to mess with the spread on that one, personally.
I can't give the Vikings a stamp of approval just because that defense is so bad, and like the Colts. The Colts offense didn't look good either, but that's just one of the games where I don't know what either one of these teams are yet. Like, are the Colts actually going to be bad? Or are they going to be like the same Colts that are like around 6-6 at, 12 weeks in? If they go 0-2, it might get really ugly there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And like that, I just keep going back to how bad the Vikings defense was.
It was bad. They got the young secondary, but
the Colts can't move the Colts are. I keep thinking, like, if I'm the Colts, I run the ball. Like, I got that high-paid center. I got Quentin Nelson. Like, let's just run the ball. Let's just turn Jonathan Taylor loose. Hines looks good. Maybe don't let Phillip Rivers throw the ball 50 times and we'll win. In that game, if anything, I might lean towards the over, 48.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a 48, yeah.
I could see, like, a 27-24 game, which, gets the cover, or at least gets the push, and then gets you the over.
What you think about Carolina? I took it when they were plus 9.
I mean, Carolina, I mean, again, the dangerous part of week 2 for gamblers out there, and it does seem like I've seen on the timeline more and more people gambling these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people are more interested in gambling than ever before. I mean, it's just more accessible, and I think once the government was like, hey, we're going to let you do it, people are like, okay, well, we'll go ahead and go offshore for a little bit. We'll go to my bookie until it's legal here in Tennessee, and then we'll figure out somewhere to do it here. But you got to be careful with the week 2. Either overreactions or just taking week 1 as, because Carolina looks pretty good offensively against the Raiders. They looked like they were able to score, but then, like, Robbie Anderson had a long, busted play, kind of touchdown. Like, I actually thought the Bucs' defense looked pretty good.
Yeah, no, their run defense is pretty stout.
So, like, what happens if they, like, just shut down, check down Teddy? You know what I mean? Like, that's
I mean, the checkdowns were working for the Saints.
I mean, it was, but, like, that's – I mean, it was, but also, like, pick 6 helped.
Yeah.
And another interception with a short field. Like, I mean, like, it worked, but the Saints didn't score as many points as you would think. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I lean towards the – like, almost any division game, getting 8 points seems like a lot, right?
Yeah.
Especially with the way we saw Brady, especially with Godwin out. Like, I would probably go – I mean, I'm not betting the Bucs there under any circumstances.
Yeah, I didn't –
it's either Carolina or a pass for me. Like, I'm mm-hmm. Tampa Bay's – they might cover the spread, but I wouldn't pick it. Especially week 2. Like they're probably going to struggle out the gate a little bit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I like Carolina there.
What about Washington Arizona? Washington plus 7.
Oh, no.
I think this is a Washington plus 7.
Yeah, this is a low-key one of the games I'm looking forward to the most. Like, mm-hmm. Kyler Murray, what does he do in a backup, you know, in a second week to back up a big week one win? Now they're the favorites. You know, this is one of the only times they've been favorites under Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't imagine they've been favorites more than like three times all, you know, his entire career, if three times.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess they were a favorite member of the Lions at one time against, and like when they tied. I don't know. Either way.
I think that Redskins defensive line can cause problems.
Whoa, we don't say that anymore. The DC football team.
My apologies. The DC football team's defensive line, I think, could cause problems.
And,
I mean,
and Kyler better be careful. Yeah. Like, and you would think that they're going to be pressuring him a lot, but that also could mean he's got running lanes if he steps up in the pocket. Yeah. But, you know, Rivera, pretty good defensive coach. And one more last point I was going to say about Carolina is just like, I feel like Tampa, though, that what would give me a little pause is that they do have some familiarity with Teddy.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, just being in division. I don't know if they played whenever he was out last year, but at least they've seen him, like, in division type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that matters, if they didn't play him, though. I don't know if he was in that five-game stretch or not. But they've scouted him more than the Raiders probably had. Yeah. I would lean towards DC covering the 7, but, again, it's not one I feel great about.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they look so bad offensively.
Yeah.
And Arizona's offensive line is not going to be as bad as Philadelphia's was. Like, it's still not going to be great, but it's not going to be that bad. And Kyler can move around, and...
Yeah.
Who does Washington have in the secondary? Anybody that can guard Hopkins?
Ooh.
Not necessarily. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
Like, I can't name one of their corners.
Josh Norman still play there?
No, Josh Norman's in Buffalo.
He's been gone, though.
Oh, golly. I have no idea who's on their defense, pretty much, except for D-Lon.
They signed Landon Collins. I know they got Landon Collins, but he's a safety, obviously. I would stay away from that game. I don't like any of these games straight up, honestly.
It's tough. This
week two, be careful.
Even week two, the Chiefs?
The play I was going to recommend people if they wanted some action on my bookie, I have locked in a couple teasers. I got the Titans -1.5, teased with the 49ers, or teased with the Chiefs -2.5. As long as both my guys come in here and win with a field goal, like I think the Chiefs win by at least a field goal. Long rest, a very limited Chargers offense. Like, the Chiefs will probably cover the 7.5, 8, whatever it is. Like, they probably will, but it's a division game. It might be one where it's close and it's a, you know, Patrick Mahomes drive to kick a field goal. I like the Titans to win by at least 1.5, and I like the Chiefs to win by at least 2.5. That's what I did. I did a two-team teaser. And I also did one with the 49ers and the Ravens, both to win straight up. 6.5-point teasers to get them down to 0.5 each. 49ers to win in New York, and the Ravens to beat the Texans. Those are the two plays I had. I don't like any of these games straight up, honestly. Maybe I'll jump on a second half somewhere. Just be careful. Week two is always tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Week two is always tricky for my gamblers out there. Be careful, guys. Be careful. Tread lightly. I'm glad I don't like any of these spreads, honestly, because I'm just like, hey, I'm just going to tread lightly. I'm just going to focus on...
After last night?
It's going to focus on riding the heat. Well, I did throw the Browns in a teaser as well.
Me too.
Man, y'all should have listened to me. Crazy.
Well, the Browns covered the teaser.
Oh, okay.
Well, they did, yeah, but I also had a parlay too.
Oh, well, I just had them to win straight up, and I got to find a second team to put them on. I'll probably put the Titans on there too and just say, well, let's go all in with the Titans. That's what I'll do. But I didn't even like that spread either. We talked about it yesterday on the show. Like, that one just felt weird to me the whole way. I felt... You had a case for both teams. By the end of the night, I was like, if anything, the over. But I was just like, I don't want to rely on that Bengals defense. It was a weird line, but that's just kind of how I feel about all these. So be careful on your data. We don't have enough of it yet to make informed decisions. But go to mybookie.ag if you want some action. You bet, you win, you get paid. But to get paid, you got to be in the game.
Promo code Knoxville.
Promo code Knoxville. All right, stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, where are the storylines going to be? Draven, pull up the crystal ball. Coming out of week two on Monday, what's going to be the talk of the NFL? Or I guess we could just do the whole sports world. I mean, I guess that we'll give a little bit of attention to whoever wins the U.S. Open. I don't know who's going to win it right now. Oh, it's my guy, Bryson. That's what I'm rooting for. Wish I'd have taken him last night at 20-1. Damn it.
Oh, man. I saw that on too, yeah.
Wish I'd have taken him. Just believed in my boy. But either way, what is the biggest storyline going to be coming out of the weekend, Draven?
Looking at this NFL.
Don't look at the NFL. Look at the crystal ball.
Oh, okay. Yeah, crystal ball. Let's see. I'm getting an upset. I'm sensing an upset.
Oh, I know where this is going.
I'm sensing an upset in Nashville, Tennessee.
I know where this was headed.
I'm sensing an upset. Star wide receiver A.J. Brown out.
I knew that was coming.
Jacksonville, who just dominated Indianapolis' offense. I mean, two turnovers, shut down T.Y. Hilton, one of the best receiver in the AFC South.
That's not true.
The best wideout in the South.
He's not even the best wideout on his team.
And Gostkowski misses a game-tying field goal to end the game. Oh, what? Yeah. No way. Not the kicker again. No. No. Titans, I'm sorry. Oh, that's brutal. That's brutal.
If I was going to go with that route, I just would have made it about Minshew Mania. But either way, I guess Gostkowski was a pretty big deal. But Minshew Mania maybe was where I would have gone with that. But either way. Okay, so you got the Jaguars beating the Titans and the Titans falling to the Jags being the story of the weekend. That seems really stupid. I feel like a crystal ball is
That's what the broken. Crystal ball is saying. I'm just telling you what's going to happen.
Okay. Hayden, what's your prediction coming out of the weekend?
Well, I went one for one last week with Kyler Murray. We all know.
Yeah, you did.
So this week.
Although I didn't see Kyler get a lot of attention.
No.
Like, really. I wouldn't say Kyler was the story. I feel like. Between me and Hayden's headlines, or predictions, who do you think got closer?
What was yours?
Me.
Mine was. I said between me and Hayden.
Oh.
And no one really talked about yours either.
Oh, it's kind of talked about the Bucks.
It's kind of like what I said, which was like, hey, like no one's really going to panic about the Bucks after Week One. Although, like, I mean, like it was right. I mean, what you said was right. I just don't think that like, none of them actually grabbed the headlines. Like you said, Kyler, who performed well. Mine was Cam. Mine was Cam has a good performance, and they talk about the Patriots. Yeah. And he did that, and they kind of talked to him. But it wasn't the story of the week. And Cam's was right, too, but I don't think it was a story. Draven, what was yours?
Joe Burrow struggles. Oh, yeah. Chargers win.
Chargers blowout win. Yeah, that was the opposite.
They won.
Yeah. They won in cover, but Burrow didn't struggle. Burrow balled.
I wish Bullock would have just missed one kick last night. That would have been nice. Yeah. Just one. Just one of them.
He was on the mat.
Even
the story
point.
Coming out of last weekend was like Russell Wilson, right? Like that was kind of he was the winner, right?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, too.
Rodgers, too, but I would say Wilson was ahead of him on the praise chart just because. You know, you had Belichick, you had the MVP stuff, you had just him being awesome. But anyways, all right, so Hayden, you were 1-0 last week. What do you got?
Well, after that prediction just now, we're going to go. Cowboys lose again. 0-2.
You can't take my prediction, man.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Cam. Yeah, you can. You guys can share it.
We'll share it.
Okay.
We'll share it. They're going to be
Dimming in Dallas as Cowboys
dimming.
Dropped
Get Dak out of here, baby. Get him out.
You think it'll be Dak? You don't think it'll be McCarthy?
Nah, it'll be Dak.
Dak throws two interceptions, the rookie A.J. Terrell. Nah, Demonte Casey is going to be the one to pick him off.
A name you'll never forget, yeah.
Hey, he led the league in interceptions a couple years ago.
Oh, Draven, you're going to know. You're going to know
on
Sunday.
You'll know his name after Sunday.
Yeah, you're going to know.
So Dallas not only loses, but Dak also struggles is the call here.
Yep.
Okay.
I think Zeke will have a great game. But they're going to lose to Matt Ryan and the plethora of wide receivers that Atlanta has.
We have three receivers averaging over 100 yards a game.
It might be 60 to 55, but
this is
going
to turn to you guys just talking trash to your teams. Like Draven takes a shot at the Titans. You started it.
I mean, yeah.
You started it.
Well, thank
That's
you.
That's what the crystal ball said, guys. Well, that's not me.
Your crystal ball said it. Okay.
I think your crystal ball's broken.
We'll see. You guys got a bet? You guys figured out like what you're going to do? I told you to figure it out. I didn't hear you guys say one word.
I didn't know if we were
during the whole.
To figure it out.
I think we should do a punishment.
I thought it was going to be more you guys.
Maybe we should get a commercial.
So it's just a punishment on the line, and then we'll figure it out after the game.
No. We need to figure it out now.
Somebody tweet out some punishment.
We got like 4 minutes.
It's plenty of time.
We just cut last call out a little bit.
What do you have in mind?
Tweet us some ideas, too, if y'all are out there and have good ideas.
What do you want to see them do?
See, what do you not like the most?
See,
See, it's hard to tell.
He's just trying to torture us.
Yeah.
I was just saying the loser buys lunch for everybody.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It's just a great way for me and Hayden to get a free lunch.
Okay. No, I'm in for that one right there. It can't be McDonald's, though.
We'll figure something out.
It can't be
McDonald's. Can't give you guys a couple of Travis Scott burgers. I
will never in my life turn down a cutie pie. Just bring me in a cutie pie. Hayden might be acting like he's too good for McDonald's. I would love a quarter pounder.
I haven't had a Travis Scott burger yet, so let's try it.
There you go.
I think the storyline's coming from the Patriots-Seahawks game, one way or the other.
Mm. Yeah.
I think Russell Wilson versus Cam Newton, that's coming out one way or the other. And I think it'll be Cam struggles.
Jamal Adams flying around.
I think it'll be Patriots. Not that good. I think the Seahawks, 3.5, like, I said I didn't like one game, but, like, I think the Seahawks win that by at least a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Seahawks win that maybe by 17 or so.
Yeah, I think so.
So if my storyline will be connected with just either Russell Wilson does it again, but I think if he does do it again, it'll be more about the Patriots' inability to keep up with them. So my official prediction is Cam struggles. I don't want to go back to the Cam Newton well, but I think that's where I'm going. Patriots window. Patriots, like, not a playoff team will be the talk, I think. Who do you put? I guess Stephon Gilmore will be on Metcalf.
Probably, yep. For sure.
I am interested in that, like, just whatever game plan the Patriots come up for Russell.
Yep.
And I do wonder, like, what the Seahawks do. Are they going to do this all year where they're just like, hey, Russell, go win games for us because you're the best quarterback in the league? Or at least one of the best quarterbacks. You're one or two. No one's playing quarterback better than you are. That's how I'll say that. No one in the league is playing the quarterback position better than you are. Go win us this game. Go throw the ball 30 times. Because if they do that, I think the Seahawks are the best team in the NFC. If they don't do that, then I think they're just going to be another team that gets to the playoffs, and you'll say they have a chance, and then they'll find a way to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that they just take the reins off of him and just say, go do it, Russell.
Let Russ cook. Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
Unleash him.
Unleash Unlimited. But I think that will lead to just the Patriots not being able to score enough points. And they'll be like, this Patriots offense is really limited. That's my prediction. Patriots come in.
Limited versus unlimited.
They'll score like 17 points. I'm thinking like 31-17, something like that. That's my prediction for that game. So I guess that would be the one pick I feel confident about is I'd take the Seahawks minus 3.5 or whatever it is, 4.
It's minus 4, I think.
Okay, 3.5 where I was looking just now on ESPN. But if it's on, minus 4, I would lay that. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Team's availability.
We have two guys out.
A.J. Brown, possibly Corey Davis.
You're frightened.
Not frightened, I'm just
pitiful. It's pitiful.
Could have a hangover from the late night Monday night game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean. Not gonna, exactly what you said the other day. I wouldn't be mad if we lose. That's exactly what you said about South Carolina the other day.
That was with, like, if we had 10 people out to COVID tracing. What are you talking about?
You said you wouldn't be mad if we lose, though. That's what I'm saying about
Tennessee.
I'm going
to be mad if we lose to the Jaguars. I'm not going to sit in here and cry about I'm scared of the Jaguars.
I still haven't said that I'm scared.
You just said you're worried. I mean, it's, you
know, I'm worried about Tennessee's availability.
The best ability is availability. That's what they say.
Exactly.
Derrick Henry available?
Yeah.
Kevin Byard?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Simmons?
Yes.
Ryan Tannehill?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's Tannehill going to throw it to this week, though?
Anybody. Jonnu Smith.
Okay.
Adam Humphries. Cleve Raymond. It's fine. We're not losing to the Jaguars.
I didn't say we're going to lose. I'm just not as confident as I was before the two injuries.
God, what is wrong with you? You just walk through life scared. You just walk through life scared. You're scared of the Gamecocks and you're scared of the Jaguars.
Am I going to have to say it again? Do you want me to say it again?
No, I don't. You got
You're
your
clearly
check.
Misconstruing what I'm saying.
You got your check. I'm not misconstruing anything. You just said it.
I just said that I'm scared of Tennessee's availability against South Carolina and against the Jaguars.
A.J. Brown is enough to swing a win or a loss against the Jaguars.
Corey Davis, too.
He's not even out.
He's questionable with hamstring.
Wes tweets in asking why no more board bets this year. Well, it just hasn't happened.
We have some.
We have a few on there, yeah. But yeah, we just haven't.
There's four of us now. Just like a four-way board bet.
That sounds more exciting. We just one-on-one.
But I can't, like, I mean, if we're just doing, like, are we doing, like, L's? Maybe the most L's loses, but then no one's going to want to take them.
No one's going to go, like, off the deep end with that, though, then. Nobody's going to go out in the
most
reservation.
Do the most wins win you? But then you, maybe they
have to
take them.
Conservative, though.
But I'm going to get mad if I'm, like, losing board, if I lose the board bets just because, like, Cam's taking advantage of Draven. Or Draven's taking advantage of Cam. Every week, Draven's betting against the Falcons and getting a board bet win. Like, I don't know.
Tough to do when we win 11 games, you know.
Yeah, sure. Anyways, last call. Iris Networks, we love them. Cam, what do you got for us for Pump the Brakes?
I have an update on from a wildlife official on the Tennessee Tiger.
Oh, no. I'm so over that. I hope whoever, I hope whatever cops have that is just like, you know what?
Delete!
He's like, yeah, that's a my bad.
Yeah.
I think it was a bobcat. Yeah. It was late enough.
Got an update on Buddy the Beefalo.
Okay, now this I'm interested in. Now this I'm interested in.
Buddy the Beefalo is still on the loose. They cannot catch this Beefalo.
So he didn't come in for the sex?
No, they put a trap out too where they put a bunch of grain by like a trailer and trying to get him like basically into the trailer and stuff. And he literally walked up and he like looked at it and he was like, This is a trap.
He's too smart for that.
Yeah,
he
looked at this like, what are you doing? And he just walked away from it. So they think they can get him soon, but they literally just had a trailer set up in the woods with food trying to lure him in, and Buddy is not taking the bait. Buddy cannot be captured. They already raised all this money to send him to an animal sanctuary in Florida. Buddy does not want to go. He does not want to go. He likes just rolling around in Connecticut.
I mean, as someone who has worked with cattle before, I mean, I'm not going to act like I'm an expert on the beefalo, but, you know, wild cattle, you can't catch. Like, if they're wild, which I don't know how wild the beefalo is, but he has got a taste of the wildlife.
He's got some buffalo in him, so he got a little bit of wild.
He is looking for his home on the range. Like, he is going to have to, whenever we've had this situation before, we have had to tranquilize them. Have they still not even got like a sight on him?
They've got sightings. Like, they had a video of him by the trailer one night. They had
just videos like picking up like on like.
They had a trail cam video.
Trail cams, yeah.
Which is funny because he walked right up to the trail cam and was like sniffing it and staring at it. He was like, I know y'all see me. You ain't never catching me.
But we've had to use tranquilizers before. And you just have to pay somebody to go out there and shoot them with a dart gun, put them down, and then you drag them to the trailer.
That's what they need to do.
And then, like, they come back too, and when our two came back too, it was actually a huge disaster. It's actually why I left radio. It's how the whole Reed Ranch videos actually ever started, because my dad wanted to go buy these two wild-ass cows. He went and paid somebody to go tranquilize them. The thing is, like, you get a really good deal on them because, like, they're wild. And you're like, hey, I'll come get them, but I'm only giving you, like, what, 30 cents a pound? I mean, you can make good money there. But he went and they tranquilized them. They got back to the barn, still wild as hell. And one rammed its head up against the barn door nonstop until it killed itself.
Oh, my.
It just kept running its head up against the door until it eventually knocked itself silly and died. And the other one, that was the same one. It got my dad caught up against the barn and, like, broke his ribs and, like, had him just kept ramming him up against it. And then he got hurt, and that's why I had to leave radio back in the day and then go back to the farm, which then I was on the farm helping. So then I was like, I'll make these videos and then, you know, blah, blah, blah. The rest is history. But, yeah, one of them broke its leg, and the other one knocked itself dead, so they both died. Both of the cows died. Or it was a cow and a bull. They both died. And then they, like, broke some ribs. So, like, it was just a huge disaster. really stupid. But with the Beefalo, like, I guess, like, at what point are they just going to be like, you know what, this is more trouble than it's worth?
Yeah, I feel like they're putting a lot of time and resources into catching this Beefalo.
Like, at a certain point, like, you know the people that are chasing, like, you know what, I want to eat this thing. I want some Beefalo burger. If I'm going to spend all this time trying to catch this Beefalo, I'm going to eat the Beefalo.
See, that's where he was destined to go, but now that he's been out there, they're like, oh, send him to a sanctuary, but yeah. Huh.
So there's the update. We had time. We had the window. It says 2:55 on my clock. We were done.
Yeah, we can start rolling it up.
Okay, let's just wrap it up. You guys got any plans this weekend?
I'm going home. Big conference rivalry between the Sullivan South Rebels and the Sullivan Central Cougars tonight.
Is your team any good?
3-0? 3-0?
Going to win tonight?
Yes.
You going to be on the call?
Yes.
Okay.
Draven, any plans this weekend?
Just watching football. Football weekend.
Even on Saturday?
Maybe a little bit.
I feel like I need to do something on Saturday. Yeah. Since, like, Saturday's going to be busy when Tennessee plays, I feel like I should go do something on Saturday.
That's true.
Cam, any plans?
Nothing besides, you know, getting a win. That's about it.
Just working football?
Yeah.
Working football
working
and
football,
winning.
All I need.
Okay. I got birthday dinner to go to tonight.
Nice. Happy birthday.
It's not for me. It's not for me. But thanks.
Just pass it along.
6 months early. It's fine. All right, the drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.